Bear Podcast 368. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and this is episode 368. Welcome, guys. And
Osama bin Laden is dead.
Ding dong, yes. The witch is dead.
Somebody died.
No, somebody died. Okay. We have to say something. I have to say something about that. Okay. It's a death of a person. Fine. I really don't condone death, but if it's something that it would save lives, I don't know. What would you do if you go back in time and you see Hitler?
Exactly. It's one of those questions. Would you kill him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you kill Hitler as a baby?
Would you kill Hitler as a baby if you know he's going to grow up to be a mass murderer?
Yeah. It also goes back to the thing. You take one bad person down, somebody worse usually pops up.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's really hard to say. World War II, America would be a whole different place.
Yeah, that's true.
It'd be very. You think that it'd be as progressive and advanced as it is now?
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
We might not even be alive. We won't be even podcasting right now.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You still might be a province of some other country.
That's right. So one of the topics we want to talk about, really, it's a big thing last night because I was on Facebook and Twitter and looking around and all these tweets talking about Osama bin Laden dying and I saw.
Oh, he didn't die. He was taken out.
Yeah, he was taken out. Obama actually.
Go SEALs. That's all I got to say.
Mm-hmm. Obama actually, announced it at the White House, and I saw some of the CNN footage that people are rejoicing and singing and everything.
Yeah.
Well.
And most of the newscasters are saying Obama's been murdered. Obama's been killed instead of saying Osama. They've been saying Obama.
Actually,
it's been kind of funny. So.
Actually, it was it's a fail on Fox. I think a failure on Fox. I saw that it says Obama something like that.
Well, it's been like they were playing it. This morning or last night? I was looking at it, and they were showing all the newscasters that were playing what they had announced. And like four or five of different stations and newscasters that announced, Obama has been killed.
Oh, really?
Instead of saying Osama.
It should be Osama. Mm-hmm. So. Anyway, so if you are Foursquare users, and I'm sure Bin Laden has just ousted Hitler as the mayor of hell. That's what one of the things that I read on Twitter. Right now. So it's pretty funny. Also, here's another trivia. Actually, Hitler died also on May 1st, 1945. And Obama announced Bin Laden's death on May 1st also. Mm.
So the only thing I hadn't, because I hadn't heard the full story, I've heard two or three stories of what people are talking about. Did this actually happen yesterday that they killed him? Or this happened a few days ago and they just now are announcing it?
I'm thinking it already happened, and they're just saying it. And they just announced it yesterday.
Because they're talking about DNAs, and they'd already buried him at sea and everything. And so I forgot to go watch CNN tonight and see what the whole story was. But I think it's already happened. It probably happened the day of the royal wedding. While all 400 million people were watching that, nobody was watching Osama. They snuck in and got the compound. So
yeah,
but I like the different. News stories, and we need to cut this quick because I know we got a long show. But the Americans say that he used a woman as a shield in the attack.
Right about that.
And then the Muslim news agencies in that area are saying that his wife threw herself in front of him to try to save his life. Blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, please, how many women will throw themselves in front of a gun for their husband? Especially some crazy lunatic like him she's probably like young and forced to marry him to be his 35th wife or something. I don't know.
Yeah, what if he goes to hell and actually, instead of women there, there are guys instead?
Yeah, here's your 46 virgins.
Yep, 46 gay.
Hey, how you doing?
46 gay virgins. Okay, so yeah, that's what we experienced last night. And by the time you guys watch this or hear this, you already heard more news about it.
On more news box. So anyway.
Anyway, let's
we're glad it's happened. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of repercussions from it. But mm-hmm. you know, it was very warm to wake up this morning, and everybody's saying it's good to be an American because you know after 10 years we finally found him. This really nice compound in Pakistan that you know the biggest house on the block. But I'm just saying. Anyway. So anyway, let's go to weekend updates.
Weekend updates. Okay.
A dead man.
So okay, should I go ahead? Mine would be really.
You go ahead. You got a bigger one than me.
Okay. Oh, thank you. I do have a bigger one than you. Okay. Friday. Okay, last Friday, I drove to Austin for a Barracuda. It's my first Barracuda here in Texas, in Austin. And it's really fun. I got to meet a lot of people. I saw Nakia, who's going to be one of the performers in The Voice. We were watching The Voice.
He's on tomorrow night, isn't he?
Yeah, he's on tomorrow night. So.
Okay.
By the time you guys watch this, yeah. When is this going to go out? Thursday. We're recording this on a Monday, May 2nd, okay? So it takes time to edit everything. But anyway, I was talking to Nakia. Okay, all I can say about Nakia is, okay, Nakia, if you're watching or listening, you are addicted to your iPhone. That's all I can say, okay? Well, all of us, well, many of us are addicted to our gadgets and stuff like that. So,
well, you know, speaking of that, when I was at the bar last night, I was sitting there. I was there with some friends, and they kind of took off. And I was sitting there, and people kept texting me. And then I realized I'm the guy that's sitting here by himself on his phone texting everybody when you're in a crowd of people. Mm-hmm. I said, "Oh my God, I'm that guy."
You're that.
So I just quickly told everybody, "All right, talk to y'all later, bye." Mm-hmm. And the boy got offended, and I was like, I explained it to him. I said, "I'll talk to you later." Oh. And then when I got home later last night, I explained, I said, you know, you go to the bars and you always see these crowds of people hanging out and people socially interacting. And one of the things that always pisses me off, these people that say, no one ever comes up and talks to me. Well, you're on your damn iPhone all the time or your phone texting everybody. Why would they want to come talk to you? So I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
So I
don't want to be that guy either. So.
And then watched all the hot muscle bears at the mm-hmm. Houston Eagle.
Yeah. Okay. We'll talk about that in a second. Okay. So, Saturday, I went to Iron Bear. It's another bar there in Austin. It's really nice. It's like a it's a dark JR's. It's like a dark dark bar, but it's got lights in some in the bar area, and it's not really a leather bar, although it does sound like a leather bar, but it isn't. So I got to meet lots of people who are from the tournament. And lots of people from Houston. For some reasons, people from Houston just decided to go there. I guess it's because it's also the Unrun by the Heart of Texas Bears. So I didn't go to that. I just went to the bars, Iron Bear. I was just too busy with softball. And right now, actually, you saw me hobbling yesterday, Ray.
Yes.
Yes, I injured myself. My knee.
It was an anal and groin injury.
Anal and groin. No, it's a knee injury. Okay, my left knee. I kind of tried to stop a ball, a fast incoming ball, and I bent the wrong way on my knee, so I kind of hurt myself. So
I think you're on all fours, and this big old bear crawled up on top of you, doggy style, mm-hmm. and you just couldn't support that weight. That's what I think.
I wish that could have happened, in the middle of the field, but no, unfortunately not. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So we were watching the D Division softball, so congratulations to the Blue Devils for winning first place, and the D Division, the Polar Bears, for second place. Polar Bears, they're not really Polar Bears, though.
We were talking about that earlier, weren't we?
Yeah, they're not really Polar Bears. Well, some are, but... If you know the definition of polar bears, then you would know. But some of them are really muscle cubs, and a name is a name, right? So they just call themselves polar bears. But they're nice guys. I really like them, and they're very. And I was rooting for them, but they lost, so feel bad for them. But anyway, congratulations to those teams. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what I did. And we ate dinner last night, so that's pretty much it. So how about you, Ray? You did check out the Houston Eagle.
Well, actually, we need to correct the name. It is not the Houston Eagle. It's the Eagle Houston. It's the proper name. It's the correct name. Well, Eagle, it's Houston. All legality, man. It's all legality. Somebody else owns the Eagle Houston name, so they call it, I mean, the Houston Eagle name, so they call it Eagle Houston.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, it's all about semantics, man, and paperwork lawyer. So, so anyway, went there. Houston does not have an eagle in it as far as a leather Levi bar. And this group of guys have got together and trying to get an eagle going here in Houston. So they're taking over a straight club on Sunday nights, and starting last night, every Sunday night is the Eagle Houston at that club. And it's a cool club because you're like you go down in the basement of this building.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's Club Kryptonite during the week. So if anybody's ever been there that's from Houston, it's like this, they got parts of it that looks like a big, like you're in a cave, and it's all these kind of like side tunnels and cubby holes and all this stuff. So it is actually a great place for a leather Levi bar, just for the way it's set up now. Unfortunately, they won't get this space, and they're looking for a permanent home.
Okay.
And unfortunately, they won't get this one. I wish they would. It'd be cool. But it's right now, if you're in Houston and you can stay over Sunday night or you're coming into town, check out the Eagle Houston. You can go to www.eaglehouston.com and find out some more information. But from now, I think through the first part of the summer, every Sunday night at 709 Franklin is going to be the Eagle Houston. So, and there was a lot of muscle bears and other
really
nice guys that I've never seen before.
Ooh, fresh
and the bouncer,
meat?
Fresh meat, I guess. You know, that usually doesn't come out to stuff. But what I found very interesting was the bouncer at the front door was nothing but solid, like, roided out muscle guy. And he was just hot. I mean, he was almost too much muscle because that's all he was muscle. But he was still cute as hell. And I was like, you know, I'd lick the sweat off you. So. And
you're
supposedly straight staff, and they're working, and all the gays, and they're acting the fool. But I hope they find a good home. I hope they can find a good location to move to and become a permanent fixture here in Houston. So, but it was fun. We had a good time. So.
Okay, well that's good. I should check it out. But it's a Sunday night, though. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I figure, you know, after Bear Watch, I'm probably going to take that Monday off. So I'm definitely probably going to go that night. And relax and just enjoy myself. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Memorial Day weekend, nobody works Monday, so it's a party Sunday.
Ah, okay. That's good.
So it'll probably be a good weekend for it. So.
Well, I'll be at Bear Pride at the...
Oh, that's right. You'll be up there with all the leather bears and all that other stuff going on in Chicago.
IML. I'll go to Chicago. I'm going to IML also. I'll take pictures for you, Ray.
Okay.
I wish you would have gone with me, but the week before that, you know, we have Bear Watch. We'll talk about Bear Watch later. So, okay, let's move on first. What's been happening, Ray?
The other big thing this week, the past week, was the royal wedding.
Royal wedding.
For all the gays out there that watched it, I thought it was great.
I did not watch. I do not want to wake up at 3 a.m. Was it 3 a.m.?
Oh, please. BBC played it back-to-back all weekend. This two-hour show that was basically a little prequel to the wedding, and then they did the majority of the wedding from them leaving the palace and the hotel, getting to the Abbey, Westminster Abbey, going in, the whole service, them going out. They go back to Buckingham Palace, and then all of a sudden, a little while later, you see them come out on the balcony, they kiss, and the queen and all of them come out and they do their old waving and kiss again. And then everybody goes back in. And then you see them leaving for the evening reception for 300 people. There was a reception for, I think, around 2,000 to 3,000 people earlier that day that the queen gave.
Okay.
But she left Buckingham Palace and said, okay, you kids have fun. I'm going out, you know, so try not to tear it up.
You actually watched the whole thing.
It was like, I watched all kinds of crap on it this weekend.
Because
it was a two-hour show, which basically was that. And then there's a bunch of stuff about, you know, them dating and meeting in college and all this kind of stuff and the whole story behind them and why everybody likes her so much. And then they were comparing her to Di and all this stuff and about how they look and how they act and their demeanors a lot alike. And
was it documentary style or was it reality TV style?
What do you mean?
I mean, the way they filmed it. There were no interviews.
The wedding was incredible. I mean, the wedding was almost like It was better than watching the Super Bowl. I mean, they had camera angles really? That you would not believe.
Really?
They had to have some kind of floating camera in that Westminster Abbey going up to get some of the shots they did. Or they just had some people.
For slow motion too, huh?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't as much as slow motion, but it was just great shots. I mean, whoever was coordinating and calling all that, I mean, mm-hmm. of course, they probably had all these cameras going during the wedding. Mm-hmm. But of course, after that, they edited it down real quick. But they had a lot of good. I mean, it was very nice and clear. And they showed clips of Charles and Di's wedding, which was.
Oh.
Remember showing that, and I was like, God, was that video that bad when I watched it as a kid? Of course, back then, it was great. It was live. You know, it was live from England, and
I don't even remember that.
It was what 80 something, 81, 91, something like that. No, 81, because she died in 90 something. I can't remember all the days.
Yeah, 98,
99. Mm-hmm. Just, yeah. It is 30 years ago, so that was not 82.
I feel so old.
Mm-hmm. 82, so yeah. So yeah, I mean, I was a kid and I remember watching it because they interrupted daytime soap operas on all the channels and it was a big thing here in America. And of course, the numbers, they beat Williams and Kate's wedding beat his parents' wedding. By a number of viewers.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think YouTube was like 400,000 or something viewers on YouTube. 400 million something viewers on YouTube.
Did you cry watching the royal wedding?
I got a little misty-eyed.
Really?
Oh, God. Well, you know, it's all the pomp and circumstance. I mean, it was high church. It was like, damn, I'll never have that because I ain't that important.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, my God. I did not bother watching it at all. No. So, I'm not into royal weddings.
I'm sure a bunch of the other gays enjoyed it, and it was a high time.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Kate's sister had a better-looking dress, I think, than the wedding gown, because she was on.
Are you one of those who actually critique the what they're wearing and everything?
Well, not as much. I mean, but the wedding dress was very pretty, but her sister, the bride, which was one of the bridesmaids, had on this gorgeous white dress too that was kind of low cut, and it very much accentuated her form and made her look very good looking. Where the gown itself was like this tight thing, and then it billowed out at the bottom and had this train that was like a mile long behind it. And, you know,
I think I saw that. Yeah, I think I saw pictures of it.
The funny thing was, the news was on this morning about the knockoffs for. Wedding dresses are already in production.
Oh, I bet. Just in time for.
You can have Kate's wedding dress.
Oh, that's right. It's going to be a good costume for Halloween.
Wedding dress yet. So, oh, no, yeah. I'm talking about for June weddings here.
Oh, for real weddings. Okay.
Yeah. So.
I think people would be.
But I'm glad. I mean, I think it's a very good thing for England because I think the new I think William will eventually be named. Crown King when either Elizabeth steps down or passes Charles. Away. I don't think Charles is going to get it. No. I don't think they'd give it to him. I think the country's more willing for William to have it.
Oh, okay.
And I think he's the fresh face and the whole monarchy with the whole staunch. And I think people are more accepting of him. And since Charles was divorced and has remarried somebody that can't. Yeah, and all that. I think it'll pretty much go to William. So, and Harry's just like, "Fuck it, I ain't getting it. I'm partying."
I bet.
He's a little party animal. So anyway, it was good. I enjoyed it. So.
Okay, royal wedding. All right.
So.
I didn't care for it. All right, go. Anyway, continue, Ray. So we have TV.
We have TV. We got to say farewell in the next couple weeks to Stargate Universe, which is just killing me because it's getting good, and I've been into the show pretty much. It was slow starting in the first season, but I've really got into it now. It's like, you're canceling it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've known that it's going to be canceling.
That bitch that is this president of USA and sci-fi and choke some sense into her because they're about as bad as Fox. Canceling good shows.
Yeah, and for one thing, I like the series also. It's very much like a mix of Voyager and Battlestar Galactica. I like it a lot, and I like Eli.
Yeah,
it's pretty cute, and I like the story and everything.
And you know, Eli was the gay boyfriend on Ugly Betty, right?
Oh, is he?
Yes, Eli was the gay boyfriend to what's his the little really stuck up queen that. worked for Wilhelmina.
Mm-hmm. I should watch
Mark. Who's Mark's boyfriend? That's okay. And I can't remember what his name was on there. So
yeah, so Stargate Universe. Yeah, they're gonna.
I think there's two episodes left after. I don't know if tonight's next to the last or next week's the next to the last. I think there's two more after tonight. Mm-hmm. And then I think there's two more episodes of Smallville, and I think the one next, not next week, but the week after, is the 2-hour one.
Okay.
So,
the question now.
It's 10 years, so and 10 of course, years. It's time to shut it down. So you know,
got it. They've milked it up to the end, but you know. I wonder if he's gonna fly this time. He has to.
Yeah, he has to fly. I mean, they have to make him fly. So
Superman, for the past 10 years of Smallville, he never flew. I mean,
he's jumped high and did some stuff. And when he was the Red Clark or whatever they want to call it.
Yeah, he could fly.
But you know, he can't. I don't know what the deal was.
When
so.
It's really him, he's.
I probably think the final shot will be him in the full Superman suit. Flying,
mm-hmm.
doing something very, you know, patriotic.
Very gay. Not very gay. Very
of course, the guy that played Lex Luthor is going to be on the final episode, too, because Lex Luthor's back. So.
Oh, yeah. Because
they've already showed the previews that he's coming back, and they've been hinting at it ever since the beginning of the season.
What happened to him? He left.
No, they blew him up.
Yeah, I know, I'm talking about the actor himself. I think he didn't like working with Smallville anymore, and he just wanted to
I got tired of it and wanted to do something else, but I hadn't seen him in anything else since then.
Quit the movie.
Unless with him hairy, I might not recognize him as easily because, you know, he's bald all through Smallville. So.
Yeah, he might have hair now. Anyway, okay. So.
And, of course, Glee, Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that episode yet?
Actually, I'm in the middle of it, and then we had to podcast. I'm still watching it, and I like it. Well, up to the point where, you know, Kurt and David were talking in the room, and, you know, it's pretty much David doing a 180 degrees on his bullying strategy, whatever he's doing. But
yeah, because he's been beat into it by a lesbian. So. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But, my whole thing was they didn't need 90 minutes to tell that story, and they only sang one Gaga song from what I can remember.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, that was it. Y'all kept promoting this big Lady Gaga thing, and y'all do I'm Born This Way, and that's it. That's all you got.
That's all they have.
Like, eh. I thought it was kind of lame. I like the story, but they could have done it in an hour and just done that one song and been done with it.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I'm still watching it. I mean, I still like it though. Yeah, I like the episode. I always like seeing the bully guy, David, the whatever his name is. I forgot, David something.
Yeah,
he's pretty cute. Anyway, okay, so what's next, Ray? Oh, movie. You have a movie here?
Let's go skip that.
Skip that one, maybe next time. All right. Okay, so how about our promo?
Okay, folks, Bear Watch 12. Let me tell you something. The price went up on May 1st to $125. But if you still want to come to Bear Watch, if you register before May 9th and use the code FRAT, and that's FRAT in all capital letters. When you're filling out your profile and you go to your shopping cart and you put in the coupon code FART in capital letters and then update shopping cart, it will give you the $95 rate until May 9th.
Yeah.
So you got until the 9th to register at the old price. And after that, it's $125.
Again.
So if you were thinking about it, you still got a few more days to get it in if you didn't get paid to the 1st. So. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm signaling our audience to register.
So, mm-hmm. And that's about all I can do. After that, we got to take it up to 125 because we got to give the hotel and everybody hard numbers to start buying food and preparing everything for us. So, and order T-shirts and all that good stuff. So, but some updates. I'm losing my thing here. The Bayou City Grill. Is after Bear Watch on Sunday. So when you're leaving Bear Watch and you're coming back through Houston, stop at the Bayou City Grill between 3 and 7 p.m. And for $10, they're offering anybody with their badges a $10, 10-ounce ribeye steak, loaded baked potato, and a dinner salad. And they'll be having 75-cent well drinks until 7 p.m.
Oh, nice.
So you can have dinner. And then at 8 o'clock, the Eagle Houston is having the grind and growl party. Grind and growl party.
I should be there.
The 22nd at 8 p.m. Yeah, I was saying that's going to be – I think we should go to that one. Because
I think I can go. I think I can, yeah, go. I can go that evening.
So that should be fun if you're here and you're going to stay a day or two in Houston for Bear Watch before you head off to IML or Bear Pride or whatever you're going to do.
Okay.
There's some stuff you do in Houston. And if you can't come to Bear Watch and you're in Houston and you want to hang out with some of the bears, get a good steak and everything, you can show up by your City Grill and get some grub and then come over to the Grind and Growl party later that night and party down. So
bears and food. That's bears always the case.
Bears, food, beer, and alcohol. There you go.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And all that earlier in that weekend, it'll be bears, booze, food, and sex. So.
Oh, yeah.
And the beach. So.
Okay, so let's go on with our Wolf What a Bear.
Nice. And I'm going to let you do this because I feel like I've been talking
you work out a long
Okay, I'll do the Growler one. This is Jozer, Jozer, from Growler. He's from Atlanta, Georgia. Okay. All righty, the basics. He's a 43-year-old furry, 6 feet tall, 290 to 300-pound bear. Brown eyes, couple of tattoos. Looking to get a couple of more at some point. Pierced ears and nipple. Ooh. Goatee and shaven closed cropped hair. Non-smoker. And but he's okay with others smoking around him. And a social drinker, though usually the designated driver. DDF. And, well, we won't explain that. You know what DDF is. Okay. And he's single. All right. The best ways I have to describe what I do like to get into sexually... Nice. Is to get what I don't like said and out of the way. What? I don't understand that. Okay, so taboo items for me are... Should we really say this? Oh, my God.
Water sports.
Water sports.
Scat.
And blood.
Blood.
Okay.
It's very easy to say. I'm not water sports.
I'm not into that
either.
We
ain't talking about skiing. Scat. And we ain't talking about some scaredy cat.
And blood.
And blood.
Add to the pain levels where I say that you are hurting me. I am open to trying most anything once, twice, ouch, to see if I like it, and three times makes it a habit. There are definitely some things I'm curious to try. Ask me, you might be surprised. For fun, he likes roller coasters, thrill rides, movies, road trips to nowhere, and dinners, theater, beaches, including at sunset. Oh, he likes walking by the beach. Okay, light hiking, stargazing, lounging by the fireplace on cold winter nights. All of these are better when someone is around to share the moments. Nice. It's a romantic. Oh, my God.
It's a romantic, yes.
Okay. All right, so here's some more about him. I am New York City by birth, Floridian by rearing, and Atlantan by current residence. Okay, so too tall for some, not tall enough for others. A few find me just right. He's like the Goldilocks of the bears, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. A geek. Born on the leading edge of Generation X. Nice. Too hairy for some. Not hairy enough for others. A few find me just right. Another Goldilocks feature. A singer while alone in my car. Well, I'm a singer when I'm alone, when I'm in the bathroom. So do you. So are you, right, Ray? Don't you sing in the bathroom too, Ray?
No.
No, you don't. Not a perfect person, but you could be perfect for someone, right?
Yeah, right.
He's an uncle as of 98, and he's an only child, and he's someone's stepson too. So yeah,
wow,
TMI. But anyway, so that's Jozer at gmail.com. You want to email him? So that's
and you can find him Jozer on Bear411 too. So.
Okay, all right. Check him out. Check him out.
So, y'all holler at Joe in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I sent you the pics, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Here's a listener comment. Actually, it's a voicemail. We have a voicemail. Here is Lewis, our friend from Houston.
Hey, this is Lewis. I've been interviewed by your podcast a while ago. I'm just calling to tell you what's been happening with the GSA. A few months afterward, there's a school from our district has decided to create their own GSA. Can't believe how proud I am at that. Well, I'm just calling to tell you that. Plus, right now we're working on a new community service, which is delivering hygiene items to the homeless. I hope that that there's other school is gonna do good in the GSA, and I wish them the best of luck. I really do. So, anyways, thanks for your help, folks. Nard, right? See ya.
All right. Thank you so much, Lewis, for the voicemail. And he's doing a great job. He has the GSA. He's talking about GSA, a Gay Straight Alliance. Yes. And I've
hit up a couple gay organizations here in Houston about trying to get him an award for achievement. But yeah, they're like, we don't give awards for that. And I'm just like, what the hell?
We'll give him an award. We'll give him
a Bear Podcast Award.
Bear Podcast Award. Ray will give you an award, Lewis. Well, that's you talk among yourselves. But anyway, so it's amazing what they're doing. First of all, Lewis here started the Gay Straight Alliance after listening. He told us our show here.
That's and right. We inspired somebody for once in our lives.
I like to think that we did inspire him. And he actually inspired the other school. I guess their GSA in their school inspired another school to have their own GSA. So that is good to hear. We're getting lots of students having to realize and having to support the gays. That's good to hear. Thank you so much, Lewis.
We need to have a topic on that because, you know, back to Glee real quick, a tie-in. After that was over, the newscast I saw in the thing where it recorded for the news was, are TV shows becoming too gay for America's children?
Oh, is it really? Maybe we could talk about it next time. What do you guys think?
So, yeah, let us know what you think. Is TV becoming too gay now? Are there too many gays on TV? Mm-hmm. What do you think? Gay or nay?
Yeah. So, let us know.
And then on top of that, our friend Julio is a friend of the show, went to a church to teach safe sex to 11 to 13-year-olds, which I think is the perfect age for them to learn.
So, really?
Wow. Really. It's a long story. We'll have time to go on to talk about that, so it's quite interesting.
Let's talk about that next time. All right. Okay, Leo, on with more listener comments. This is from Bill. Hi, Bill. From California.
Yes, tie Nard up. Hog tie him. Please use the wax on him once he's tied up.
No wax. Yes. No wax.
And then once you get the wax on you, we'll heat you up with some little violet wine on the nipples. We'll have you ready to go.
Oh, no. I will go violet wine, tying, I don't know. Hog tie, fine, but no wax. It will tangle it.
Wax off, baby.
It will tangle in my chest hair. Oh, wait.
What? I was supposed to say, what chest hair?
What chest hair? Chest hair, just have, one. Just one. It will tangle my chest hair.
Do you even have pubes?
Of course I do. Want to see? Okay. Anyway, okay, so continue on with Bill. Okay, he says here, I'm really glad that you shared about the keynote at the conference. I agree with the view expressed. Although this may not be true in all areas, I can tell you that the gay, leather, and kink community, heck, even the bear community, has taken a real beating over the years to the point that there is almost no community left. So while the non-gay kink community has grown, I agree that it would be a good thing for the gay men to get their numbers together and focus on doing some rebuilding. And while there should always be room for us to come together, we need to reestablish and foster our own community as well. You mentioned that there may be video of the keynote, and I would be very interested in viewing it. I didn't notice a link on the website, but if I missed it, I appreciate hints on where to find it. So, Ray. Yeah. Yes. Oh, so thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill, for the email.
Yes. Thank you. The video is property, and the speech and everything is property of NLA International, or NLA plus NLA Houston. I just got done editing the video, like, yesterday and getting it, because Nard had to come help me with some of the audio because it was just bad and it just needed some work on it. So I needed somebody that was a master audio person to work on it with me. So once I get it done and get it finished, compressed, I probably had the DVD burned by in the next couple of days and everything for them. I will ask permission to see if we can post it somewhere. If nothing else, if we can at least post the audio portion of it on the website for people to listen to. So.
Yep. Okay.
And as soon as we get that, we'll put out a notice and let you know. Or if NLA posts it somewhere, I'll let you know. So that way people can go listen to it or watch it. So
we'll keep you posted. Our listeners are interested. Actually, Steve, I met up with Steve at TX Rob Bear, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I met him at he also heard about it and he wants to hear. Yeah, we have people, we have friends and viewers and audience, people in the audience want to hear the speech. So We'll work on that. Okay, Ray?
Okay.
Okay, one last one from Ron from Connecticut. Oh, God.
Come on, Nard.
You know, everybody wants to see the full version of the Violet Wand video. Oh, my God.
You didn't get a phone call? We didn't have a voice message on this about you and the video and the Violet Wand this week?
No, just an emailing, I think.
Because there was supposed to be somebody. I had a couple people say they were calling the voice messages. I guess they didn't.
So. They didn't.
Calling voice messages, beg for the full video. Beg for Nard squealing like a little schoolgirl in heat.
Yeah, I was screaming like a girl, being electrocuted by the nipples. Yeah, so I can't believe I did that still. I and now Bill wants me to get tight, to be hog tied. Okay. Interesting. Anyway, so yeah, thank you so much for the people who sent their voicemails and emails, and keep them coming. Okay,
that's right.
Okay, so what else is going on, Ray? This weekend, Thor.
That's right, which opened in Australia already. And TJ, who we profiled as one of our Wolf Water Cubs earlier,
uh-huh,
a couple weeks ago, has already seen it and told me it was very good. It was worth going and watching. So I'm hoping that means it's going to be a good movie. So
I heard that you have to wait again at the last, at the end to watch the credits. Oh, not the credits. You know, the Easter egg that they do at the end of the show.
Yeah, they always stick it there. So maybe we should plan. When do you want to go see it? Maybe we should plan and go do it and do the IMAX.
Yeah.
You know, I'll blow the $16 or $18 to go to the IMAX version for Thor.
Oh, yeah. I would do that, too, for movies like that. Friday or Saturday. We'll see. We have to buy it now. We have to run out of tickets.
I know. That's right.
Okay, let's plan it. Okay, so we've got to close the show. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening to us. And if you have any comments, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com. Or you can call the voicemail line. What's the voicemail line, Ray?
It is 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes, and leave your voice comments and we'll play the show, just like Lewis. Thank you so
much,
Lewis, for the voicemail. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We'll put the links on the website. And the show notes will be there. We're going to, so if you have any comments, you can also go to bearpodcast.com. You can leave your comments there on the website. And also, you can catch us on Vimeo. This video is also available on Vimeo. And vimeo.com/bearpodcast. And where else? Yeah, facebook.com/bearpodcast. Twitter.com/bearpodcast. You can follow us there too. Okay, so Ray, what are you doing? What else are we going to do this weekend? Just read the movie, right, Ray?
That's all I know of this weekend. Low key.
And
we got a special shout out to a certain person that had a birthday this weekend.
Oh. I know
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey from New York. One of the chasers in the Chaser Show. Happy birthday, Jeffrey, okay?
Jeffrey, eat some damn food.
Eat a sandwich. Eat more tacos.
Eat a sandwich.
We were talking about that.
Eat the whole birthday cake, you little skinny heifer.
He's a chaser. He's smaller than me, and he eats 8 tacos, and he doesn't gain weight at all. I mean, maybe it just goes through, I guess. I don't know.
Genetics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It goes through his muscles. Anyway, so thank you everyone for watching and listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf Water Bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf Water Bear. Wolf Water Bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf Water Bear. Wolf Water Bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf Water Bear.